The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Morning, John.
And good morning, Otto. And last week was a tremendous show. I wasn't here, but Kathleen Rice was on, and she's a credit to Congress, and she's a credit to Long Island. There's no question about it. And today we have with us a tremendous, tremendous entrepreneur. His name is Tom Camba. And, you know, I'm going to have to read a little bit of it because Tom is an award-winning social entrepreneur, educator, and activist. And he has, you know, this is right up Otto's alley. He has created, he's worked with affordable housing, aging, and technology. I mean, you're putting this package together for the audience that we serve. Tom is an ideal guest. And of course, this always goes back to Christina, who is the producer of the program and manages to find the people, or if people reach out to Christina and she's interviewed them to make sure that, they're worthy for this. Tom is involved in social working, in philanthropy. He's involved with Columbia University. He has started this program in Denver, in Pittsburgh, in New York, and I know there's one other major city. He serves on New York City Mayor's Broadband Task Force. That's huge. And during this pandemic that we're still in the middle of, Otto has brought this up many times, the importance of technology for seniors, because seniors have been lost. At the end of the day, you know, you can't see your grandchildren, you can't see your children, you can't even see your friends. And then when there were situations involving death, it was not even an opportunity to say goodbye to a loved one unless they were could call the room and somebody put the phone against that person's ear, which is terrible. So as opposed to keep going on about Tom, we're gonna spend the next hour delving into all that you have created, and really is it is absolutely a masterful. Anyway, Tom, good morning and thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, John, for the wonderful introduction. And I'm really happy to be here today and talk about all the work that we've been doing here in New York and elsewhere as well.
Let's start it off with Otto joined your organization this morning.
Well, I'm, as they all know, a major proponent of seniors getting technically up to speed. I don't think it's an option anymore. It at one point was an option, but I think COVID has pointed out the fact that this is the way it is. And if you don't want to make that adjustment, you're going to be left way behind in life. So I'm very interested in your program. And I'd just like to clarify a couple of things. OATS, is that the top level? And then Senior Planet is within that? Could you maybe explain, you know, your organization?
It's a great question, Otto. And essentially, you have it correct. OATS is the nonprofit parent organization. About 16 years ago, I worked with some volunteers here in New York City to start the nonprofit to help senior citizens get online. And subsequently, we realized that when seniors got online and they started using technology, people wanted to connect to each other, and they needed a place and a framework to do that. So we created the Senior Planet program, which is really what we use as a brand and a message for all of the technology classes and programs and centers that we run directly for seniors. So most people in New York who are in their 60s or 70s or 80s or 90s and are taking technology classes with us, they know us as Senior Planet. They go to our website at seniorplanet.org, or they visit our Senior Planet Center in Manhattan or in Denver or other places. But OATS is the organization that raises the money and pays the bills and has the headquarters that kind of organizes all of the operations behind the scene.
Somebody did a tremendous job, and I'm assuming it was you and some other people, but I looked at the list of people who support the organization, OATS, financially, and you've got a substantial list of government and private business Who's the driver behind that?
You know, it's a team effort, Otto. Ultimately, the driver, if you really want to talk about where we add the real value, it's the people that work directly with the older adults. So I have about 50 trainers now around the country who spend all day, every day working with people over 60 and providing them with world-class programs. And the people are getting real outcomes and real results from it. It's a labor of love. People are not making much money at it. We're a nonprofit, but they're really making a difference out there. And so we can actually take that measurable change that we're getting and talk to public agencies and talk to the foundations and companies. We've been raising more money in the last year under COVID than we ever did before because so many people are concerned about technology for seniors. But the real work gets done really at the face-to-face level with the people that we work with.
Can I ask you one question, which I always like to get? And this that you've created is just absolutely wonderful. Could you go back in time, 15, 16 years, go back 20 years, go, you know, a little bit about your background and what was the impetus that really got this? This doesn't just happen one morning. You say, oh, I'm going to create oats. You know, there's lots to go into it that all of a sudden it's like a funnel. And oats was at the bottom of this and has risen to the top, which was tremendous. But that I always enjoy when I hear how this all came about, literally from the grassroots up.
It's a great question, John. I love to ask entrepreneurs where they got their start and what motivated them. And for me, it really started many, many, many years ago. I grew up in Asbury Park, New Jersey, on the Jersey Shore. My dad was a university professor, and he had a bookshelf dedicated to what you might call like activism studies. And it was all the books about the 1960s and about Martin Luther King and about the environmental movement. And I started reading those books when I was in high school, got very excited about having a kind of a life in social change. And to me, when my friends were all working at the beach clubs and, you know, wanted to go work on Wall Street in the 80s and make money, and a lot of them did, for me, the exciting part of growing up and being able to have an exciting and interesting career was measuring what kind of change we could make in the world. So I always wanted to work in nonprofits and in government. In fact, I have a PhD in political science because I wanted to work in government. Okay. And never quite found that niche. I never found the right agency or moment. And around 2000, I had been working in housing nonprofits for about 10 years and studying housing policy, working to help homeless people and low-income housing programs. And I started looking for a way that technology could make a difference. You know, I think every generation has a new set of opportunities to do something special. You know, people in the space age or people in the, manufacturing era. And our age for people in my generation is really, I'm a Gen Xer, I was born in 1966. Our generation is focused on technology. This is the thing that's really changed our world and transformed so much around us. And so it was a natural question, how can I take advantage of all this technology change and match it up with my passion for social change? And so I started looking for ways to do that. And I was working for a nonprofit that was helping revitalize Lower Manhattan after 9/11. I got a call from an 87-year-old woman who wanted to come to our web launch party. And she said the magic words. She said, I want to come to this web launch party, but I don't know what the web is. I'm 87 years old. Her name was Pearl Scher. And she said, and I don't know if I'd really feel welcome. And that set a bell off in my head. I thought, you know, wait a minute. How can somebody be called? We're doing a community project here and we want everybody involved. Why would an 80-year-old woman think she wouldn't be welcome just because technology is involved? And so I became friends with Pearl. I volunteered with her for a year. She used to come to my office in the mornings. She used to bring her breakfast wrapped up in a napkin. And we would sit by the computer and we would talk about technology and I would show her websites. And I learned a lot more from her than she ever learned from me, but we made a lot of progress together. And she inspired me to create Oats. I saw not just what technology could do, but I learned about aging. And I'll talk a little bit more about that if you want, but I got really excited about how older Americans now are really changing the landscape of how we live together. And so I wanted to work in that field and I started Oats to do that.
Wow. You know, I think that's wonderful because that's, you know, what Otto and I and Christina have found doing this program is the most successful people are the ones that own what they're doing. It's got to be a piece of your heart and soul. If it was just like, you know what, I have the opportunity to make another $10,000 a year, I have no interest in you. I don't mean it the way it sounds, because it's an empty, shallow situation. Here, this is something your heart and soul is in, which is so tremendous, so that when you're, you know, your pearl story, that's a pearl of a story. It really is. It's unbelievable, you know, things along those lines. And the depth to which this program has gone is just, you know, how do you wind up getting people? I mean, obviously, you know, you found Christine and vice versa, but just in general.
Well, you know, we have a profile on the internet and things, and that helps people find us at oats.org and seniorplanet.org. And people certainly find us through searches. But most of the people that come to us as what we call customers or participants or members, they find us through word of mouth.
Okay.
The crazy part was when we first started out, I was worried that we would never get any people that would get involved. I'll tell you, in 2004, I surveyed senior centers, and I would go to the senior centers and talk to the directors. And I talked to them. I said, we wanted to build a program where we would teach people computers from scratch for free. But we figured out that it would take about 10 weeks worth of classes to take somebody from the absolute beginner level until the point where they could use the computers. And senior programs around, you know, in New York don't get a lot of funding, and they don't typically have the resources to do a program that goes for 10 weeks. That's a long haul for people. And a lot of people doubted that seniors would come for 10 weeks. They said, we don't know that there's enough interest. We don't know that you're going to get people that'll show up for 20 classes because we met twice a week. We did our first class in Bedford-Stuyvesant, an African-American community in New York City, on the Betty Shabazz houses, low-income housing complex. And we taught 24 older adults from the building how to use technology. And I was, that first day, I was sitting there with my notepad, and my hands were shaking. I didn't think anybody was going to show up. And the door opened, and 12 people came in and filled the computer, you know, chairs. And then at the end of the 10 weeks, we asked people, you know, whether or not they really enjoyed the program. And, you know, similar to what Otto was saying, this idea of technology for older people is a bridge and a barrier. It's a barrier if you don't use it. You can't really be part of the world around you. You're missing out on all these things that are happening. And when you do learn it, it's a bridge to a lot of things that people want to be doing better or bigger or in more connected ways. And so people were super enthusiastic. And we said, we'll teach another class. And I got ready to go advertise. And they all said, oh, no, we've got people that want to take the class already. We'll fill the seats with our friends. And we signed people up right away. People came in, and those courses filled by word of mouth. We've taught over 40,000 people now, and we've had to do almost no advertising over the last 15 years. And now on Zoom, we do things digitally. We did a program with AARP recently where we had 16,000 people on one Zoom call.
Wow.
So
I'm going to go into the AARP connection in a second, but right now we have to take our first break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.